No fear. Everyone is welcome here.
In the freezing cold, snowy night, students and faculty gathered on Woodburn Circle at West Virginia University on Monday to show support for those affected by President Trump's executive order. Layla Sakal, a senior pre-med student at WVU who was born in Charleston, is one of those affected. Her Syrian grandmother is stuck in the United Arab Emirates.
We've been working for a visa for her to come here and stay with us for over, 2 years, which just got approved last month, and we were planning on going to get her in March and coming back because she's too sick to travel alone.
But because of the executive order, which bans travel for individuals from Syria in addition to Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, those plans have been canceled. The presidents of at least three academic organizations, WVU, West Virginia State University, and Marshall University, have pledged their support for international students and faculty affected by the ban.
You may not realize how quickly word spreads in an administrative structure, but as soon as the executive order was issued, we were on it.
That was Joyce McConnell, the provost of WVU, at an open forum held Monday evening to address concerns regarding the executive order. WVU estimates that the order affects about 140 students and faculty. Barbara Bauer, an immigration lawyer from Pittsburgh, also fielded questions from the WVU international community. She emphasized that the executive order was written so broadly that not even immigration lawyers can say for certain how it will be enforced or which demographics of people will be affected.
If you are from any of those seven countries, if you don't have to travel abroad, I would encourage you to stay here.
Senator Joe Manchin also released a statement Monday evening opposing the executive order. The Democrat says he supports the extreme vetting of immigrants, but says he's concerned that the executive order was not, quote, properly vetted by senior security advisors and members in the administration, unquote. West Virginia's Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito had not released a statement regarding the executive order as of Monday night. In a statement to the Charleston Gazette, Representative Evan Jenkins said that vetting immigrants keeps the country safe, but asked the Trump administration to clarify the parameters of this specific executive order. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Morgantown.